One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Our Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, we have covered this a few times in the past, obviously, but with the welcoming announcement from Xbox's Phil Spencer to Bethesda saying welcome to the Xbox family, and there is a little tidbit in amongst that thing that I think is worth separating out right now, because we're on the eve of Microsoft and Bethesda doing their, apparently going to do a formal sort of public conference type thing outlining the specifics of what's going to be happening with the Bethesda deal going forward. And until that happens, because there's no time associated with it, other than that it's happening at some point today, which, you know, I'm kind of in the believe it when I see it category right now.
Yeah.
But I do think it's worth sort of separating some things out about what we know right now. So one quick thing is that there has been a listing on the Microsoft Store deleted, showing the Fallout 4 Game of the Year Edition, Skyrim Special Edition, and The Evil Within all coming to PC Game Pass. That's since been deleted. But the timestamp for that, the release date, was March 12th. So it seems like they do have something in store that they're about to announce, but for right now it's been deleted. The main point of this video, though, is addressing something that Phil Spencer said over on the Xbox Wire page, who, you know, he was talking about the future of Bethesda titles, and just said, with the addition of Bethesda creative teams, gamers should know that Xbox consoles, PC, and Game Pass will be the best place to experience new Bethesda games, including some new titles in the future that will be exclusive to Xbox and PC players. Now, this thing is obviously, you know, you can take it as vaguely as you want, but the go-to assumption is that this means that at some point they'll pull the trigger on an Elder Scrolls, a Fallout, a Doom, whatever, being fully, because there's no mention of timed exclusives, or, you know, the some games thing could be something that they just published, like an indie game or something. How do you feel this opening salvo of something that they've been teasing for ages?
Yeah, exactly. It feels so inevitable at this point. Like, it's in my head, they were buying Bethesda to get exclusive games. You know, some are going to be a harder sell on the fan base than others. You know, The Elder Scrolls and Fallout in particular. But for me, there's no doubt in my mind that Starfield, for instance, is going to be anything other than an Xbox exclusive, because that is really fair game. Like, yeah, we have an investment in Bethesda, but Starfield as an IP, as a franchise, as a brand, like, it's not established. So Xbox can easily just take that and add it as a jewel in their crown, you know what I mean? To be like, look, this is why you need to buy an Xbox, because Bethesda's next big IP is exclusive to Xbox, you know what I mean? So there's no way you spend $7 billion on a massive company like this and not, like, be eyeing up specific franchises to make exclusives in the future, you know what I mean? Like, it's gotta happen.
I tell you the thing that I can't get out of my mind, because I saw, obviously, it's blown up across the last couple of days. There's loads of interaction on the social media side between the Xbox account, the Bethesda account, you know, lots of, like, love-in stuff of, like, hey, what's your favorite Bethesda game? And then the Bethesda account's like, hey, we love being here. Hey, what's your favorite Xbox game and everything else? The thing that I have with Bethesda, and it's not to, you know, just slag them off, but, like, the way that they are perceived right now, the optics of that company, I feel like they've had a disastrous run across the entire eighth generation. And so it's, for me, as much as I want to be all like, oh my God, they just got Bethesda. Like, yeah, there's a hell of a lot of money behind it. But if this is not 2011 Bethesda, this isn't fresh off Skyrim changing the world Bethesda. Like, to me,
I know, but...
you know, this is Bethesda who just did Fallout 76 and got every single thing wrong. The one who got charging for Creation Club DLC, like, or mods, you know, like charging for mods and stuff. And it's not that Bethesda aren't a big deal. It's not that the Bethesda collection is great, but there was something about, or there is something about the way all the energy around the acquisition is going, where I'm like, to be honest, Bethesda have not blown me away in what is now a decade. I don't know if that's just me. It's most likely just me.
Dude, like, I, on the one hand, I agree with you, right? All you have to do is type Bethesda into the What Culture Gaming search bar to see how many times we've done videos on them being a bit dodgy over the past 8 years or so. But at the same time, they're buying more than just Bethesda the developer. They're buying Bethesda the publisher. And while, yeah, Bethesda developed games like Fallout 76 and even Fallout 4 to an extent haven't been received anywhere on the same level as Skyrim or Fallout 3, Bethesda as a publishing arm has been. Like, there's a lot of fan love behind the other projects they put out, whether it's Dishonored, whether it's Prey, whether it's Doom especially, or Wolfenstein or whatever. And yeah, those games might not be selling at the same level as an Elder Scrolls or a Fallout, but still, like I said, those are all good games. Those are all good franchises that have really kind of gone from strength to strength over this generation, where Fallout and, well, Fallout in particular hasn't, you know, really. So it's a kind of a, it's a double-edged thing. On the one hand, yeah, you know, public opinion around Bethesda as a developer could be better, but Bethesda as a publisher is still one of the most beloved ones out there, you know?
I would totally argue that, because they, as a publisher, they barely promoted Dishonored, Evil Within. Like, they let multiple IPs totally die. True. Like, you know, and that was backed up by their terrible review policy, where you couldn't access games, they weren't going to show them off until day one, which resulted in brilliant games like Evil Within 2, like Dishonored 2, being completely overlooked. So, I mean, we did a video on that too. For me, I don't value them as a publisher. I think that they had a lot of, like I said, practices like the review thing that got in the way of decent coverage of what worked. Quality games by quality devs, and we said in the coverage back when we covered it, the idea that these games weren't getting given like a fair shake, and that if I was one of those devs, I would just be annoyed that we signed with Bethesda and, oh my god, it's Bethesda, but they're barely putting any money behind the marketing side. And do you think that stuff will change going forward, because they have obviously, they've been notorious with their day one review policy stuff that was very much a Bethesda idea. Do you think that'll get changed now that they're associated with Xbox more?
Well, I think that's where the hope comes from, and I think that's where a lot of the excitement comes from as well. I remember when the news first broke, and that was the thing I was talking to you about. I was saying, like, look, Bethesda in the past as a publisher and as a marketer releasing these games hasn't always done them justice, and when now that they're in the hands of Microsoft, you hope that these IPs, like Evil Within or Prey or whatever, get a bigger push and a stronger push and get as much focus as the Dooms and Elder Scrolls and stuff like that. So for me, those developers joining the Microsoft team, I just hope they get those added resources to be able to do whatever they want, and on a level that I think those developers and franchises deserve to be at. So yeah, I do think that's where part of my excitement at least comes from, is the hope that things will change from on a business level, but that the quality of the games that are getting made under the Bethesda publishing arm remains the same, you know, so you get that to even out a little bit, hopefully, going forward in the future. But I suppose the other big question is, you know, they've stressed about how Bethesda is going to run the same, you know, they're not going to come in and start meddling and making huge, huge changes. And while that will probably be true, you imagine they will make, you know, a few changes. They have the money and the resources to do so, and to help Bethesda out, who, you know, were quite recent into the publishing game to begin with. You know, they only did their first E3 a few years ago, so there was a lot for them to learn. And with all of the experience and the history that Microsoft is bringing to the table, along with resources and stuff, hopefully they can help them out on that front, because on a game dev perspective, I think, you know, that doesn't need tinkering with, because the games themselves, like I said, the ones that are published are really good.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the thing. I mean, it's not remotely challenging what the body of titles represents, like the titles that Bethesda have published as a body of work. Like I said, Dishonored, Evil Within, Doom, and obviously all their first party stuff, the Fallouts, the Elder Scrolls. That's a phenomenal body of work, but I guess it's all worth sort of differentiating, like, and separating out. Like, yeah, Bethesda as a developer, I'm like, you know, if we talk about it through the lens of Starfield, then I hope that turns out really well. I hope it's a worthwhile new IP, because it's their first new IP in over 20 years. And like, but then I'm like, well, Bethesda as a developer haven't nailed anything for me since 2011, and I get that that's a big old statement, but I just wasn't bothered about Fallout 4 or Fallout 76. And then there's the whole, you know, their policies as a publisher, bringing in the day one review stuff and hanging it on Doom back in 2016, saying that, like, oh well, you know, we held our reviews back, but it still reviewed well, therefore you don't need early copies, and then applying that to titles that really could have done with the coverage. Like, we would both say that The Evil Within 2 is a great horror game and could have totally done with a lot more coverage, and I would hope that if Bethesda is, you know, further associated with Xbox exclusives and the Xbox brand, that a lot more clarity comes through that. At the same time, though, I guess they could just hang back and go, well, it's going to be available for everybody on Game Pass, and that's the next natural evolution of everybody accessing their games at once. So maybe that's it. They end up just doubling down on the whole, you can't play it till day one, but at least everybody can at once.
That's it, you know, at least everybody can. And maybe it gets a bigger push if it's on Game Pass, you know, because Game Pass is looking for those, you know, big hitters and big names to draw people in. So maybe the likes of The Evil Within as a franchise could become a bigger thing on Game Pass than it ever was in the regular publishing space. You know, maybe Microsoft has a plan for those franchises to use them to bolster the Game Pass brand and get them in. I do like the idea of them coming out March 12th, tomorrow, I guess, with this announcement that a bunch of Bethesda games are currently are going to Xbox Game Pass that day. It just seems like an easy win, you know. They probably aren't going to announce any new games or anything like that, but to say, look, to celebrate this partnership, here's a bunch of Bethesda games for quote-unquote free in our service, and then that's a good way to get the ball running, I think, and garner us some goodwill.
Yeah, I would assume I assume that's the thing that will happen, regardless of whether we get this public conference thing, this conversation between, you know, Xbox heads and Bethesda heads. I assume that we will just get some sort of like trailer announcement thing that just says Bethesda Collection arriving on Game Pass like tomorrow for the weekend or whatever it is. But yeah, for now, like I said, we're on the cusp of this potential conference, talking point thing, whatever it is happening. And we'll report on that, you know, if different details come out of it. But go for now, you know, Phil Spencer has got out there and said that some titles will be exclusive going forward, but as for the timing window of that, it's kind of just all up in the air. So yes, for now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.